fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
Okay. You're on the radio. 101.
Are unhappy with their lives anyway.
Get off the air!
On the street!
Full of problems.
We have you surrounded. Come up with your hands up.
All right, 12 noon on the nose here. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. 101.9 FM and cable, www.citr online. My name is Aaron. Yes, this is Generation Annihilation here coming at you. And yeah, I got a kind of a theme show. I've been sitting on this one for a while. I figured it'd be kind of a cool and interesting theme and pretty easy as well. I've decided to do a showcase on a handful of compilation records. So yes, we'll call it part one in this series. Part two probably won't be next week or for a little while, but yes, this is part one, and I've decided to go with compilations that came out in the early 80s. Yeah, I got a couple of early 80s American compilations, a few Canadian as well. So yeah, hope you dig it, and if you dig this show, maybe you'd like to hear something off one of these comps, or maybe a request in the upcoming weeks, 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR is the number to call. And we're going to start off with a very groundbreaking seminal compilation, and I guess before I get into it, a lot of these bands first got heard on compilations because people buy an album for $15 and yeah, they say, oh, this band sounds good. I'm going to track down one of their records. And yeah, we're going to play a compilation called Let Them Eat Jelly Beans. It came out 1981, 82. And yeah, Jello Biafra from Alternative Tentacles released it, got it released on Alternative Tentacles in the UK. I guess the Dead Kennedys went over there and did a tour. And they were surprised at the amount of people that didn't know some of the American and Canadian bands that were on this compilation. Yeah, DOA are this on this comp as well. So yeah, the compilation is Let Them Eat Jelly Beans, Virus 4 on Alternative Tentacles. And yeah, we're going to hear the first song on it and a bunch more on it as well. Hope you dig this show. Here we go. This is Flipper. What is there to do? She said. He said, come on, baby, and I'll show you good time. And so they went down to one of those cheap motels and they got all gushy and wet. Well, I said, ha 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 ha
Hey, everybody, this is Joey Shithead from DOA. You know why? You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. That's right. That's right.
Got my face like Nancy Swamp. These time bucks won't let me out. These time bucks are done and out. Just you and me. That television setting dream. You broke my heart, I dream. In my big dream. Hey! It's the fate or the death. It's the money in the bank. Burn the dinner on gallery wreck. Driving by the bloody deck. Just you and me. And I am the prisoner. We'll be right back.
Yes, you'll be the first to go unless you think the track is Nazi Punks, Fuck Off by the Dead Kennedys. And, we just heard five tracks on the Let Them Eat Jelly Beans compilation. Very early compilation on Alternative Tentacles Records. The first side, which we heard half of, is all the hardcore punk stuff on that. Yeah, we got Flipper, DOA, Black Flag, Bad Brains, Dead Kennedys, Circle Jerks, Really Red, The Feeders, and, the Vancouver Subhumans. And, side two is more of an experimental side. We got acts like Christian Lunch and Voice Farm and, great comp. And no doubt this got a lot of people into those seminal acts like DOA and Black Flag and, 17 tracks on the compilation altogether. And, this was during the Reagan era, the Reagan years of hardcore punk. And, Ronald Reagan on the front cover of the Let Them Eat Jelly Beans compilation. So, we're going to hear another compilation that, actually, I'll announce the songs. I forgot to announce what songs I played. Yeah, DOA played Flipper, started off with Ha 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 Ha. Find that on the American Hardcore compilation as well, which came out a couple years back for the movie soundtrack. DOA did The Prisoner. Heard Black Flag doing Police Story, Bad Rains Pay to Come, and as I said, Dead Kennedys doing Nazi Punks Fuck Off. So we're going to hear another compilation that came out in that era on Bomp Records. Bomp is kind of a rock and roll record label, more garagey type stuff, but I'm not sure if they were putting out a lot of hardcore back then, but they did this one compilation called American Youth Report. And we're going to hear some tracks off that, starting with some Modern Warfare on this compilation spotlight that we're doing on the show today, Generation Annihilation.
Seek you up beyond it, but no. Everybody in the world, this is David Victor of Millions of Dead Cops, and you are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Canada. And I just want to say, no war, no KKK, no fascist USA.
And yes, a special theme on the show today. We're showcasing a few compilations, vinyl compilations, of course, that came out in the 1980s. And we just heard four tracks of the American Youth Report compilation. Originally came out in 1981 on Bomb Records, and it was reissued about 10 years later on the same label. Actually, 82 it came out, reissued 1991. The 91 reissue had some bonus tracks and stuff like that. And actually, no, that's not true. Some of these tracks were already released, and some of them hadn't been released until this album came out. They were exclusive to this compilation. So, yeah, at the start of this set, we heard from Modern Warfare, One for All, followed with some Bad Religion, Only Gonna Die, Channel 3 afterwards with Catholic Boy, and we heard from The Adolescents, Losing Battle. All of these on the American Youth Report compilation. This might still be in circulation. If not, it shouldn't be that hard to find. Although I haven't looked for it lately, so yeah, maybe it is. I don't know. But we're going to hear another compilation now, and yeah, this one is long out of print. Cover drawing is a Pusshead drawing, and yeah, Toxic Shock Records, name of it is called Barricaded Suspects. Came out a year later, 1983, and we're going to hear some tracks off it, starting with Peace Corps.
No more drugs, no more pain. No more 5 a.m. You say stop. I say okay, I can't stop. Try up and fade away. Think. I just don't know. Well, there's just so many points of view to take into consideration. There's too many things. These potions and things, well, they twist and distort. I gotta find me a way. Make an effort. That's what she said to me. That's all I need. I'm gonna try. I'll keep on trying.
Now they're all blue.
Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. Heard four tracks off the Barricaded Suspects compilation album. Came out 1983, Toxic Shock Records. Started things off with the Peace Corps, Breach Birth Generation there from Pomona, California. We followed with Human Therapy from La Verna, California. Track called No More. And then we followed with a Victoria act. Yeah, an act from Victoria, BC. And yeah, they were called Red Tide, Mary's Black Analogy Chop. And yeah, that act featured Ken Jensen, the late Ken Jensen. He died in the early 90s. He was playing drums in DOA at the time. And we ended off with Kilroy with a track called Say It With Soul. So yeah, we're going to hear another compilation now, which came out in 1984. Name of the compilation is called Primitive Air Raids, and yeah, it's supposed to be all Montreal bands, but I know there's one act on here, Direct Action, that are from Toronto, but yeah, the rest, I believe, are from Montreal. So we're going to hear an act from Montreal on this Montreal compilation, Porcelain Forehead on Generation Annihilation, CITR 101.9 FM. Here we go.
And I fucked one ass and I fucked year after Halloween, once the pumpkins get tossed, Mint Records puts on a ridiculously early Christmas party. This year, we've got two nights planned. Night one is on Friday, December 5th, Nardwar Night with The Goblins, Kelarissa,
Lois, the Pack AD, and the Evaporators.
Nardwar will be showing his video vault of classic interviews, including Snoop Doggy Dogg, Marilyn Manson, Iggy Pop, and lots more. The show is all ages at the Ukrainian Hall, and it starts at 7 p.m.
Night 2, Saturday, December 6th, is the 9th annual Ridiculously Early Christmas Party with Vancouver, Bella, The Awkward Stage, Young and Sexy, Hot Panda, The Rambling Ambassadors, and Novelero. This is a licensed 19-plus event at the Cambrian Hall, and it all starts at 7 p.m. All door proceeds will go to the Canadian ALS Society, and the first 75 paid entrants will receive a mysterious gift. Tickets are available at Red Cat, Scratch, and Zulu Records, and are $8 in advance or $10 at the door. Merry Christmas, and we'll see you there.
Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, and in that last set, we just heard a handful of tracks off the Primitive Air Raid compilation. Came out in 1984. Excellent cover this has. You know, it's got a Montreal cityscape, an actual photo, and there's a guy by a radio antenna speaking into something or another. And yeah, I said at the start of the set that every act, except for Direct Action, were from Montreal. And, you know, I was thinking about it. I was thinking that the first act we played off the compilation were from Ottawa, actually. But, yeah, I could be wrong. And, yeah, we heard from Porcelain Forehead. We heard a track called Cold Steak. And then we heard two tracks from The Absurds. Great act, as far as I know. These are the only two songs I've ever heard by them. But, yeah, they're great tracks. We heard two tracks called Moral Feedback and Futura's Nature. And then we heard Genetic Control, Suburban Life. They had 1 7-inch out, which was a real rarity, which came out in 1984. That was the only thing they ever did until they got back together in, I think, the late 90s and did a live recording. And yeah, then we followed with Direct Action, Hate Generation. So yes, those were some tracks from the Primitive Air Raid compilation, Montreal, going back to 1984. And we're going to hear some tracks now off a compilation which came out in 1985 on a Montreal label called Psych. Wasn't all Montreal bands, though, but all the bands were Canadian. So we're going to hear an act from Montreal, and this is kind of an interesting song. It's about how when the Dead Kennedys played Montreal, Jell Biafra got paid tons of cash, and he, I don't know, was still complaining about everything, and the opening bands didn't get paid much. I'm thinking My Dog Popper was one of them.
Both times Jello was here in Montreal and he complained about ticket prices that were actually lower than they were in the United States, and it was suggested to him that maybe he take less money. That's the last we heard about lower ticket prices until next year. $500 for dinner, and my hotel room is too small for me to do my Tai Chi exercises.
How about that gross? How many records can you sell this week? Geez, I hope it goes gold. Maybe we'll get this new billboard. Wow, it was really great. We're gonna start with a feature.
Like, Jello, babes, like, I'm getting in for free for sure if I give your roadies heroin. Like, yeah?
Rockstars are assholes. They always want to talk to you about your cars, your real estate. They never buy you clothes.
Rock and roll.
What do you mean the band's breaking up? I got that balloon payment on my mortgage coming up, and I don't have any money. I spent it all on girls and booze and pills. Oh my God, and our magazine is not making as much money as I thought.
Gee, Glenn, too bad you lost so much money. Here's $50 back out of the $7,500.
We'll be right back.
Jesse Helms, really by ABC. If the programming changes, well, then we'll see. Jerry Ferraro, doing ads on TV, couldn't win an election, drinks Pepsi free. Handguns for all, except for non-whites. The KKK march to protect Nazis' rights. It's no wonder Canadians can't sleep at night. Get a job. Pay income tax. Shop at Kmart. Love those slacks. Watch TV. Get all the facts. I want mine. Got no mind. Mayor Jean Drapeau loves Chinatown. Couldn't zone him out, so he burned him down. Subsidized renovation. Let the fire spread. Who cares if old people die in their bed? Run a commercial in six major markets. Terminal consumer and kids are the targets. Censorship something we don't really need. You fucking Americans can't even read.
there forever. They serve a purpose and they have a meaning. They're just not there for piss and shit. Parts abound everywhere you go. Money's been a justified wasted life. All this done just to ease your conscience. That the rest is work for your sense. So like when I man die, he died proud. A gesture, a much more appropriate final stand. That the rest is work for your sense.
Choice, peace or generation annihilation.
This is Zoe from the Bayonets, and you're listening to 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
We're Margaret Thrasher, and we're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR.
This care for the restarts, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We're seeing the Big Rock Candy Mountains.
Realize,
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 8, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. And I hope you've enjoyed the show thus far. Yes, All-Canadian, or what am I saying, All-Canadian? All-Canadian, that last set, but it's, this particular show is an all-80s compilation, punk and hardcore spotlights. Yes, we've focused 5 very seminal compilations, and we ended that last set off with a handful of tracks from the It Came From The Pit compilation. Psych Records, going back to 1985, started things all off with My Dog Popper, 2 tracks, Equal Time and Rock Stars Are Assholes. Then we heard a Vancouver act called The Enigmas, and they featured the one and only Paul McKenzie, who is now been a longtime vocalist for the Real McKenzies. Sudden Impact followed from Toronto with a track called To Our Glorious Dead. And we ended the set off with the Stretch Marks with a track called Old Man Understand, great act from Winnipeg. And once again, this compilation came out in 1985, long out of print, but maybe they'll repress it sometime or another. So yes, this has been Generation Annihilation for another week. Download the podcast of the show at www.citr.ca, www.streetpunkradio.com to view our playlists and all that kind of stuff. So stay tuned for Power Chord up next, and thanks for listening. And if you like what you heard, well, I'm sure there'll be more installments of shows like this one, showcasing all the fine compilations that came out way back when, because if it hadn't been for these comps, a lot of people might have not, including myself, wouldn't have heard some of these many fine acts. Talk to you soon.
Now repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. Listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Let's go!
It's a sin to kill you, a man.